English for Migrants, a free weekly program to help migrants improve their English. With your English teacher, Adam.
Kia ora and welcome to my show in Auckland today. And if you are listening to me in the Wairarapa region on Arrow FM, a very special welcome to you. And I am Adon Kumar, your English teacher. And if you want to improve your English, you are in the right place. And I'm a migrant just like you. And my passion is to help migrants succeed. So every Sunday at 11:20 a.m., I'll bring you a new English lesson to help you gain confidence in your speaking, listening, reading, and writing. I'll also have a regular live interview program called Get Real, where I invite special guests and experts on my show to share their real-world experiences with you. And if you want to be one of my guests, do send me an email and I will contact you and get you onto this radio program. Well, I have an announcement to make for you, and it's free. The New Lynn Citizens Advice Bureau is organizing another free workshop for migrants. And did you know what? I will be speaking at this free workshop in New Lynn on Saturday, the 16th of July, which is next Saturday, the 16th of July. And the workshop starts at 10 a.m. and finishes at 3 p.m. So, roughly half a day. The topic, which is an important one for you, is called Networking for Jobs and Socializing in New Zealand. Networking for Jobs and Socializing in New Zealand. Very important topic if you want to know how to communicate with Kiwis in order to get jobs, in order to mix well. So, seats are limited and you need to call them to register for your seat. So, ring the New Lynn Citizens Advice Bureau on 09-827-7830, 09-827-7830, or 09-827-4731, 09-827-4731, and tell them you heard this on the radio and tell them that Adon asked you to call them to book your seat. Of course, you can also email them at newlynn, N-E-W-L-Y-N-N, at cab.org.nz, newlynn at cab.org.nz. Excuse me. Well, my topic last week was called Show Me the Directions. Show me the directions. And I taught you many words to use when you are lost or when you want to ask someone for directions. I hope after that lesson, you're not lost again. But you might say, uh-oh, I forgot, I missed the program. Don't worry if you missed it, because you can listen online at any time here.
Listen to this program again online, planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants.
And when you get there, you click on the listen button on the webpage to listen to my most recent lesson. You can also click on the archive button, which is at the bottom, to listen to any of my past lessons. And you know what? There are more than 125 lessons waiting for you there. You can listen, download one or all my lessons onto your computer or tablet, listen to it while you're on the radio, at home. So, wherever you are on this planet Earth, you can download it and listen, and it's all free. Well, today, let's learn something new. So, what is it?
Today's English topic.
Well, the topic I've got for you today is called creative writing. Creative writing. Most of us, as you know, like to write all sorts of things. And for some, it's so easy. And for others, it's a struggle to write really well. What about you? How do you feel? Have you read something that you were simply blown away by the way the writer expressed the ideas in words? Did you wish you could also write like that? Well, today I would like to talk about the different styles of writing and focus on what is called creative writing. So, let me pose a few questions so that we can discuss and I will answer them. There are four questions I have for you to think about this whole topic of creative writing. Number one, what is writing? So we need to know what we mean by writing. And then why? Why do we have to write? And thirdly, which is what the lesson is all about, is what is creative writing? And lastly, I just want to touch upon at this summary, how can you write creatively? Are you ready? Well, let me answer each question for you in the time we have. Number one, what is writing? What is writing? Well, it's really simple. Writing is the opposite of reading. When you write, you think about something first, then you take a pen or pencil, and then you write your thoughts, which is in your mind, into words and sentences. That's writing. You write the sentences into some sort of order so it flows logically or by time or in a specific pattern. So writing is all made up of words, words, and more words. The basic thing you need to write words is simply write. The more words you know, the easier it is to write. Of course, you also have to spell the words correctly. You have to make sure that the grammar is right. And you have to use the rules of writing sentences. And in English, a sentence is made up of a subject, verb, and an object. So, to make your writing easy to read, you also have to use the correct punctuation marks, such as a comma, a semicolon, an apostrophe, full stop, and so on. Okay, you know all these, don't you? So that's what we call writing. So let's move on to the next question. You know, writing is made up of words. It has to be in grammatical form. It has to be correct in the flow, how it flows nicely. So the next question is, why do we write? Why do we write? Why means the reason or the purpose. You can write for all sorts of reasons. You can write to communicate, to inform, to advise, to debate, to pass exams, for example, IELTS exam, to entertain, to show someone, or to teach someone, to impress others, or simply say you love someone. That's why you write, for all sorts of reasons. The purpose or reason for writing tells you what is called the genre or types of writing. Not all the writing is the same. It depends on what you're writing it for. So we have to know a little bit of about the types of writing. If it is news, your writing is to inform other people. So the style is quite different. It is usually in the present tense, or it could be all in the past tense. And if you are a student, you cannot write your essay like you write a love letter, because they're not the same. An essay for a student in the university or at school is a formal type of writing. It's academic in tone. It's professional. And it follows a particular structure. For example, an essay has to have an introduction, a thesis statement, a body, and a conclusion. and your reason for writing could be to argue, to discuss, or to present your opinion. Well, you all know there are other ways of writing, and one of them is the use of flowery words called poetry. So you can see that you can write for all sorts of reasons, for academic purposes, to convey a message, to say someone that you love them, or you want to use a flowery words to show off. So this leads me to the next topic, creative writing. What is creative writing? That's what this program is all about for today. So let me explain. Creative writing is a special type of writing. It is a special skill that some people have and others don't. But if you don't, you can learn, of course, to write creatively. It's a skill. It can be learned. So don't worry if you're not a creative writer right now. Creative writing is somewhat out of the ordinary. It's not like normal writing. Actually, it allows you to be free and imaginative. It allows you to express your feelings and emotions. There are really no rules for creative writing. You can do almost what you like. The real power in creative writing is when your words and the way you write it makes your reader be affected by you. It's very powerful. Your creative writing can make your reader connect with you and feel your joy, your pain, your anger, your frustration. Your writing can make someone cry or imagine what you are imagining. Your creative writing has the power to manipulate, change, or make your reader a clay you can mold into any shape you want. Wow. That's how powerful creative writing can be. So, what does creative writing look like? Well, if you read a piece of creative writing, you can see that it has a lot of imagery, pictures in words. You can play on words and use what we call figurative language, personification, metaphors, colors, and words with double meanings. That's how creative writing looks like. Have you seen any? The best examples of creative writing are seen usually in what we call poetry, in poems. So today, I want you to listen to a poem because it's very creative. It's an example of a creative writer. And I want you to listen to a poem written by the famous writer-poet called William Wordsworth, who wrote this particular poem around 1815. That's a long time ago. It's in English. He was a great poet. And it's called Daffodils. Daffodils by William Wordsworth, written around 1815. I'd like you to listen carefully as I read, and I want you to think about what he's saying and the feeling, the picture that he's drawing for you, but in words. Now I want you to tell me that after this, what you felt, what you saw in those words, in the way he wrote it. So are you ready? Daffodils by William Wordsworth. Here we go. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and I gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon the inward eye, which is bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Did you get that? This poem is so simple. It tells you in a very creative way about what the poet saw and felt. I'm going to read it again, and I want you to listen, and we'll talk about what he's trying to say here. Daffodils by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beside the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them dance, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when I on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon the inward eye, which is bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Isn't it creative? Well, how did it make you feel? What did you see? The poem is very simple. In a very creative way, the poet who wanders and discovers a field of daffodils by the lake, that awesome sight remains still in his memory even after he had left that place. And whenever he is lonely, bored, restless, or in a sad mood, that awesome sight is still in his memory, and he remembers this field of daffodils, and he feels comforted and experiences a positive view on life. So when he wrote this, he wants you to also feel like him and be comforted by such beauty and tranquility when you are down or depressed. The two words that sum up what he's trying to say is, he says that when often on his couch where he lies, in vacant or in pensive mood, meaning mind is blank and he feels sad and worried, they flash upon the inward eye, which is bliss of solitude. He says solitude means when you're lonely, when you're sad, when you feel the world is empty, you can look back at the beauty of daffodils swaying around the bay beautifully, and it makes life worth living. He wants you to feel like him and think about the daffodils in all its glory, in its beauty. And it says, wow. Then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. So when he's lonely and sad, he looks back to the memory of those field of miles and miles of daffodils dancing in joy. He says, wow, I'm happy now because I can remember the pleasure of seeing these beautiful daffodils. That's the power of creative writing. What do you think? Wasn't that beautiful? Well, that was written in 1815, hundreds of years ago. Now, let me tell you about one of my migrant Chinese high school students. Her name is Emily, and I teach her every Sunday in her house. And I asked her to do a piece of homework for me. And we were talking about creative writing, so I asked her to write something creative. Here is a migrant little young girl in high school, and she wrote this as a homework, a very short creative poem. So, Emily, I know you're listening. I'd like to tell the world your beautiful poem. And when I read it, I liked it so much. I want my listeners also to enjoy. So here it is, very short poem by a migrant Chinese young girl in high school. And her poem is called Autumn Fall, F-A-L-L, Autumn Fall. The maple leaves glow in the autumn wind. The wet everlasting pavement is on fire. Squirrels scattered amongst the colorful trees, camouflaged by the orange leaves. Walking past the riverbank, I can smell autumn aroma, cold but warm. God painted the artwork, beautiful and fair. Cannot help but stop by to enjoy the autumn fall. Wow. What a great poem. Can you write like her? I'll read it again. The maple leaves glow in the autumn wind. The wet everlasting pavement is on fire. Squirrels scattered amongst the colorful trees, camouflaged by the orange leaves. Walking past the riverbank, I can smell autumn aroma, cold but warm. God painted the artwork, beautiful and fair. Cannot help but stop by to enjoy the autumn fall. Wonderful, Emily. What a great poem. What about you guys? Can you write like her? You can, but you can thank Emily for giving you an example. So, the final question is, how can you write creatively? Well, now you know, I've showed you. Simply write with your heart. You're listening to Adon Kumar, your English teacher, on Planet FM 104.6 on the English for Migrants show. Did you enjoy that lesson on creative writing? Can you do it now? Was it helpful? Or would you like to add something else to what I said? Or do you have some questions that you would like to ask me or Emily? You can start your questions or post your comments by joining me on my English for Migrants Facebook page.
Join the conversation on Facebook. Facebook.com/English for Migrants. Facebook.com/English for Migrants.
Feel free to post your questions and comments at any time and I will respond. It's a great way to improve your English and find other Kiwi friends and hopefully to share your poems and your creative writing with each other. And each week I communicate with more than 425 friends who have already joined me on my Facebook page. So why don't you go there now and click like on my English for Migrants Facebook page and join the conversation. And after my radio program, many listeners also ask me if I can be their English teacher to help them improve their English. Of course, if you want to meet with me personally in Auckland, I can do this or I can teach you online via Skype anywhere in the world. Outside this radio program, I offer my services as a private English teacher and an employment coach. So if you need individual face-to-face assistance from me to improve your English, prepare you for IELTS, help you with your essays, or to get some private coaching for employment, such as helping you with your cover letter, CV, prepare you for your job interview, you can get in touch with me via email.
To contact your English teacher, email addon@goshenconsulting.co.nz. That's ADON at GOSHENconsulting.co.nz.
I look forward to receiving your email or joining me on my English for Migrants Facebook page. You can also call me on my mobile, which is 022-340-4433. 022-340-4433. So, what is my lesson for next week?
Next week on English for Migrants.
Well, I'm going to talk about shapes. We describe things by the way they look. We use a lot of words to explain the shape. So next week, let's talk about shape words. So don't forget to join me again and tell your friends to turn on the radio to Planet FM 104.6 at 11:20. But if you missed the program and you want to listen again, you can go here.
Listen to this program again online, planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants.
Well, you've been listening to the English for Migrants program on Planet FM 104.6. Do also let me know any other topic you want me to teach you. But meanwhile, I'd like you to start preparing and planning and writing creative writing from today as well. Remember, if you want to be my guest on this radio program or want me to be your private English teacher or a business coach, employment coach, do send me an email or call me on 022-340-4433. So until next Sunday at 11:20 a.m., this is Zadon Kumar, your English teacher on Planet FM 104.6, saying goodbye and have a fantastic week. I look forward to your creative writing. I'll see you again, same time, next Sunday.